Okay, Shalom Ubracha to everybody. Welcome back to our Front Family Shir, hosted by Congregation Shari Tfila. As always, we are learning the Zeicher Nishmasa and the Ului Nishmasa Miriam Front, Miriam Baschaim Yitzhak, Allah HaShalom. We hope that these words are words of Torah and Nechas Ruach for the Neshama, and an Aliyah and Zechira the Tova. And we continue to thank the Front Family very much for their sponsorship of our Divrei Torah, the Zeicher Nishmasa, their mother, Allah HaShalom. So we are in the middle of the piece by the Rav. We were studying a piece of the Eish Kodesh, teachings from the Warsaw Ghetto, and we use that as a point of departure to go to a piece from the Rav that speaks about Esther and the courage of Esther. So I'm going to screen share with you. Let me just find it. This should be it. Okay. I assume you could see here the holy fire at the top of my screen. Okay, fine. So we are, the piece that we studied by the Eish Kodesh, so nice, it's amazing. The piece that we studied by the Eish Kodesh, and the reason I brought it to this shir is because he says that we learn this, and I'm not going to teach the same thing, just to remind ourselves where we're holding. We must imbue every aspect of our lives with a sense of I am my beloved, and my beloved is to me, and Anila Dodi. Meaning, first of all, we must fulfill the Torah and its commandments in thought, word, and deed. And that's really what we're learning about. Whatever you want me to do, Kosh Baruch Hu, that's what I really do. Does Hashem want me to do this right now? Does he want me to think it? Does he want me to say it? Does he want me to act upon it? Thought, word, and deed. We should realize that the foundation and goal of our lives is fulfilling the Torah and commandments and being a Jew. That's the only reason we're here. We are not here to enjoy the gashmius of this world. The entire goal of our lives is to fulfill Torah, kiyum Torah, and mitzvos. And that means being a Jew, we should realize God created us solely for that purpose, and that's why our neshama joins with our guf and brings us to this world. And he says that this is not only true of someone who can devote himself to Torah study the full day, but even someone, he says, who's engaged in labor or business has to make, and he has Torah study and prayer for only a few hours a day, still has to view divine service as the reason for his being. So I'm only here not because to fulfill my wants and my desires and my materialistic needs and, you know, have a vacation in this world. They ask Rav Steinman, you know, when in his older age, when his schedule is so intense, you know, why don't you take a rest? He said, I'll have plenty of time to rest in the next world. Now is not the time to rest. So the only reason we're here is to fulfill Avodas Hashem. Yeah.
I once heard that there's no word in Lashon HaKodesh for vacation, because it's not a true thing. Not talking about modern Hebrew, I'm talking about in Lashon HaKodesh.
Chofesh. So what's chofesh? You mean it's not a word in Lashon HaKodesh? It's Ivri, but it's not Lashon HaKodesh. Yeah. There's no word in Lashon HaKodesh for vacation.
That's what I heard once. I never looked into it, but I just thought it was very interesting.
That's very, very interesting.
The only things that are actually real.
I understand.
Would be Lashon HaKodesh, and
because there's no word in Lashon HaKodesh for history, which is very, very significant. The word in Lashon HaKodesh is in Ivritas Historia. They needed to borrow a word. There's no word for history. Rabbi Sachs has a tremendous piece on this because Am Yisrael doesn't have history. We have a living memory. In other words, Am Yisrael's destiny and journey through Galus, Al Bias Gol Tzedek, is a repeating cycle. It's not history. Look at October 7th. We are reliving what so many generations of Jews relived before. So I'm very fascinated when I hear that a word does not exist in Lashon HaKodesh. History is one such example. So you're saying there's no word for vacation in Lashon HaKodesh either?
I know who I heard it from. I'll ask them if they know a source.
Okay, I'd like to know. That's really very, very interesting, so. And it would make sense if it's true, because there's no vacation from Avodas Hashem. So why do you need a word for vacation? Rabbi Dr. Abraham J. Twersky, in his Zichron Avracha, in his Haggadah, speaks about how words that exist in a language tell you about a culture. Because by the end of Magid, the Hodos Lahala, the Shabech Lafar, the Romaim, the Hadu, the Kale Ula Ales, the Mishasa Nisim Avasenu, it's called Nisima Ela, Mishasa Davasenu Vlan is called Nisima Ela, Utsiana Miyagon the Simcha, Mayafeda the Orgodo, Meshiva the Gula, Venoma the Fan of Shir Hadasha, Hadaduka. So he says, how many words are there to praise God? How do you translate all those words? Lafar, the Romaim, Lahadu, the Kale, Lakales, Lala, like how do you translate all of these words? And he says, I don't think it's politically correct today. We don't call them Eskimos anymore. I think Native Americans, he said, have like 25 words for snow. Like, we have one word, it's snow. Because it's so important to them and their culture. And Italians, I forget, also have tens of words, 15 words or something, or maybe I'm mixing up snow and pasta. But Italians have 15 words for pasta, or maybe Italians have 25 words. No, I think. And why? Because we have pasta. Actually, we have more. We have pasta, we have noodles, we have macaroni. What else do we have? Lakshin. I'm joking, that's not English. So he says, because pasta is very important to Italian culture. He's not making a joke, he's being serious. So the fact that we have so many words on Lashon HaKodesh to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches us that it's very, very important in our Yahadus to focus on praising Hashem for all the good that he does for us. Misha Asa Avoseinu V'lanu is Kol HaNisim Eilo. We have to focus on God, what he did for our forefathers and what he does for us, all these miracles. So words of a language, says Rabbi Dr. Tversky, are very important for telling you about a culture. So past is important to Italians. Snow is important to Native Americans. This isn't judgment calls, it's facts. Praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu is important to Am Yisrael. So you have a lot of words to describe how we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So also words that don't exist in a language are very important. Well, the fact that there's no history in Lashon HaKodesh tells you that Am Yisrael were always, actually relates exactly to Parsha Zachar. He speaks about it by Zachar because the key word in Lashon HaKodesh is Zechira, not history, rather to remember. But you can only remember something that happened to, you can't remember something that happened to someone else. You could learn about something that happened to someone else, but you can't remember. You can't say, I can't say to you, remember when we were at the Nova Music Festival site in January. Unless you were with me, you can't remember. I could tell you about it. I could show you pictures about it. You cannot remember something that you did not experience. He actually waits it to Zachar next week, is Parsha Zachar. So he says, Am Yisrael doesn't have history because history happened to somebody else. So history is the Arch of Titus. History is excavation. Memory is, you can only remember something that happened to you. So that means the key word of the destiny of Am Yisrael is memory. Next week is Parsha Zachar. Before we read about Amalek, we remember. But remember means it happened to me. It happened to my grandparents. I know what that is because I have memoirs and we read them every year at the Pesach Seder. And it happened to my grandparents. And today you could go, a mother of one of the, I was going to tell this later in Shir, but since it came up now, a mother of one of the hostages spoke in Hink today. Mrs. Danino. So they gave these out. This is her son. His name is Ori. Please daven for the safe return of Ori Ben Einav Efrat. This is Ori Danino. And his mother spoke in Hank. My son said after he texted me, he said that was a very, very hard speech. At the top of the back of the card is two kapitach of Tehillim. They gave this out to all the students. Perachov Zion, because she said her son is named Ori, they named him after Perachov Zion of Tehillim. The Davar Hashem Ori V'Yishi. Hashem is my light and my salvation. Mimi Ira, from who shall I be afraid? Hashem Oz Chaye. Hashem is the tower of my strength. Mimi, my life. Mimi Avchad, from who I'll be afraid? And at the bottom, it's Kapitol Kof Mizmor LaSoda.
Wow.
And this is her son. He was kidnapped when he was going back to try and rescue more people. He loaded up his car with as many people as he could, and he said he's going back to get more. He went back for three more people, and all four of them were taken. She actually was in the car cemetery. I don't know if you heard about it. A couple months ago on the news, the cars from the Nova Music Festival, the IDF rabbinate said, could not be destroyed. They couldn't send them to the pound because of the human remains, because Jews have to have kavura. They can't destroy the cars. The cars have to be buried. They can't discard the cars. She went to the site of the car cemetery. They showed her her son's car. So I'll tell you the notes. I was really going to tell this later, but since you brought it up. The point is that this is Zachar. This, I have a friend who's there now. She was in the car cemetery on Monday with her mother, and her mother's a Holocaust survivor. When I saw the picture of her and her mother, this friend's older than me, and her mother is a Holocaust survivor. And when I saw her mother standing in front of the cars, I was moved to tears. I thought for her mother to be standing, seeing this Chorban, having survived the Shoah, Zachor is, you can only remember what you lived through. You can't, you can learn about someone else's experience, but ipsy facto, Zachor means you experienced it. And that's what being part of Klal Yisrael, is we don't have history because history is someone else's story. It's not my story. Zechira is something that happened to my grandparents or my parents or somebody we know in this generation, something that happened to us, and that's what Klal Yisrael has. So I'm very fascinated, and it would make sense that there's no word in Lashon HaKodesh for vacation because there was never a vacation from Avodas Hashem. Rabbi Zevlov tells over the story. When I was a young boy in Miami, that's how he starts off all his good stories. When I was a young boy in Miami, so there was a contest. The contest was that the supermarket had some sort of contest, and the winner of the contest gets to take an empty shopping cart and go around the supermarket, and she has 15 minutes. They set the clock. She has 15 minutes to get whatever she wants. So the whole town came to watch. It was publicity for the supermarket. This woman won. He says she bought new sneakers. They give her the shopping cart, the countdown clock. The clock starts going, and she could put whatever she wants. I don't know if she had one cart, two carts, whatever. And she's running around, and she's clearly tired. She's puffing and panting, but she's trying to beat the clock. So Rabbi Zavlov says, if you would have gone over to her at that moment and said, you know, here's a chair. You look like you're a little out of breath. You look like you're panting. You're not in the best shape for this. Sit down for 10 minutes. In 10 minutes, we'll resume. She'll say, what? In 10 minutes, that's when I could sit down. Now I have to keep running. I have to grab whatever I can. I can't sit down now. In 10 minutes, I'll sit down. And the clock runs out. So Rabbi Zavlov says, what's the name, Michelle? He tells her, I think it's a real story, because he says, when I was a young Bob in Miami? That's different stories. When I was a young boy in Miami, he has the when I was a young boy in Miami stories. When I was a young Rav in Miami, and my Rosh Hashiva Rav Gifter, I was just in Los Angeles, and someone told me a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous insight from Rav Gifter. Unbelievable. And I said, oh, Rav Gifter was Rabbi Zavlov's Rosh Hashiva. So he says, what's the Nimshal? The Nimshal is, if someone says to us, take a vacation. You know, in 20 years, he'll get back to work. Take a vacation. What do we say? What? I can't take a vacation now. After 120, I could take a vacation. I don't have time for a vacation now. I have to grab whatever I can. The Gemara says this world, it's the Maseches Erevin, I think, but I don't remember which. Daf. This world is like a wedding. Grab and eat, grab and drink. And Rashi says, why? Because it goes by so quickly. The chuppah comes and it goes and it's over before you could turn around. This was like grab and eat, grab and drink. So when could I stock the shopping cart? Right now, I have to grab as many mitzvahs, as much Torah learning, as many zchuyos and avodas Hashem as I can now. After us, so it's in the biography, ask for time, you know, take a vacation. So he's take a nap. He said, take a nap, take a vacation. After 120, I'll have plenty of time to take a nap, take a vacation. So ask the person who told you. I'm really, really fascinated by that. So I just want to tell you, okay. So after she spoke, he wrote, that was a very, very hard speech. That's all he said. Then he said, he took some notes while she was speaking. Ori Donino's mom, they asked her, how is your amuna so strong? You know, I was thinking, I was going to read this at the end because it relates to our learning. Because I was thinking to myself, here we talk about amuna. This is someone who for 160, 159 days is living amuna in the most real sense of the word. Not something that I could fathom with one fiber of my being. I'm not just saying that for effect. I have no capacity to understand this woman's strength and faith. Because listen to this. The question was, how is your amuna so strong? She said when her son was bar mitzvah, they were in a terrible car crash, Rachman al-San, and he was critically injured. And she said, Hashem, if you help my Ori get better, I will never ask questions. And that's why she said she's not able to ask questions on God. When she went to the lot where they have all the burnt cars from the massacre, I just saw a picture yesterday afternoon and my friend and her mother, a survivor, at the police. And I started crying because when I saw the Shoah survivor standing in that car lot, I was moved to tears. When she, Mrs. Danino, went to where they have all the burnt cars from the massacre, she said, I wasn't able to walk. Frozen. But I saw most of the cars were burnt, and they took her to her son's car. And she said her son's car had bullet holes in the engine. So she realized he wasn't burnt till death, Rahman al-San. So she screamed out, Mizmor Latoda. And she said, thank you to Hashem every day for putting me in this situation. She said, if we thank Hashem in the hard times and see all the good, as my son take notes while this woman is speaking, he will repay us. I believe if we keep saying thank you to Hashem, my son will return happy and healthy. He was in a safe place, but he went to rescue three people that he had just met the night before. Two of the people he saved were the brother and sister who got out. In other words, he had saved some people. Then he went back for more. So two of the people he saved were the brother and sister who got out, the ones he went back for. She has no information at all about him since October 7th. Zero. She has no idea what's going on now. When he was born, she named him Ori, after the capital of Tehillim, the David Hashem Ori, quoting from my son's notes, which she shared with me. She said it didn't have so much meaning to her till after October the 7th. My son wrote her overall amuna, bitachon, and gratitude were unbelievable. She doesn't know why Hashem put her in this situation, but since he did, she doesn't ask questions, and she says thank you. She says her eldest son, Ori, is always there to help anybody, dati, not dati, it doesn't matter. She's a dati, they're a dati family. I mean, he was at the Nova Music Festival, but she's a dati family. But she says her son, no matter what, he was always there to help anyone in need. And then they asked her then, what's the one message you want to give to the world? And she said, we're all one nation. And she said the first thing she said when she saw his car was Mizmor LeTodah, a song of thanks. I'm quoting, he was taking notes while she was speaking. The first thing she said when she saw his car, I could show you pictures of the car cemetery. Mizmor LeTodah, a song of thanks. Hariu LaHashem Kol Haaretz. Hariu is like from the word trumpets. Don't play trumpets, sing out, call out to God, the whole earth. Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, praise God, serve God, sorry, with simcha, with happiness. Bo lefana birnana, come before him with song. This is what she said. You know, we usually associate Mizmor LeTodah for the revealed simchas in life, and Shulamal Sosai Nail Hari, Mayin Yavo Ezri, for the burnt car cemetery in life. And yet this is the first thing she said when she saw her son's car. Du ki Hashem hu Elokim, know that Hashem is God, hu asanu he made us, velo anachnu. Okay, are you aware that velo anachnu is a Korean exiv? Lo in Hebrew, in Lashon HaKodesh, is Lamed Aleph, which means no or not, and it's also Lamed Vav, which means his. So the ksiv is velo, we are not, and the kri is velo, to him. So I once heard a long time ago by Dr. J.J. Schachter say that a person has to realize velo, not. We are nothing on our own. Velo, everything we have is to him. Which ties in exactly to what we're speaking about from the Ish Kodesh, understanding that our rule and our sefer is Ritzini Litzot Ritzoncha. We are nothing on our own. Velo anachnu, with an aleph. We are nothing on our own. Velo anachnu. We are only what we have when we dedicate our lives to him. You understand the Kri and the Ksiv, lo, lo, na, we are nothing on our own, velo anachnu, lamed aleph, velo anachnu, we are to him. Amo, vitzon mariso, we are his nation, we are the flock of his, we are the sheep of his flock. Bo sharav besoda, come to his gates with thanks. Chatzei rosav betzihila, come to his courtyard with praise. Hodu LaHashem baruch hu shemo, give thanks to God, bless his name. Kitov Hashem Lolom Chasto. Hashem is good, forever is his kindness, for al dor vador amunaso. Generation to generation is his faithfulness. And at the bottom, and the two kapadech of Pichov Zayin is on top, because that's what they named their son after. And Kof is on the bottom, and then at the bottom it says, please daven for the safe return of Ori ben Einav Efra. She is not one word about her son since October the 7th. But the first thing she said is, Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, bo lefana birnana. So I'm actually going to tie this into Megillas Esther. Maybe it's Bashir. You know, this is really strange. I was talking to somebody today, and she was asking me a question on a shira that I gave. And then randomly, she wrote, look. She was referring to something from Tuesday, January 30th. So I said, what does this have to do with the question you asked me on my shir? So she said nothing. I'm just resending it to you again. But now I see why she resent it to me. So I should chazer what I discussed with her on January 30th, because it's relevant to now. It's from Rabbi Dr. Abim J. Tursky. It was a Mikam Chayisrael status, you know? MKY status, so I don't follow it, but she does. And sometimes she'll send me screenshots of what's on Mikam Chayisrael. So, and I told her that this is in Rabbi Dr. Abram J. Tversky book. I have it at home. If I knew I was saying this, I would have brought the Sefer to quote it from inside. Okay? The Sefer is called Simcha. It's not just happiness. It's one of his 90 books. So, a song of thanks, sing, shout to Hashem, the whole earth, serve God with joy, come before him with song. So Rabbi Dr. Abram J. Twersky says, quoting the Kedushas Levi, the greatest danger in the whole Purim episode was what? What was the greatest danger in the entire Purim episode? Yeah.
That everyone thought that they...
I can't hear.
Everyone felt secure because Esther was like one of them, right? Isn't that...
Everyone...
felt that they had somebody in the palace.
Oh, they thought we have a sister in the palace. Right. Okay. One second. I just want to find the pasuk for you. One second. I want to quote it inside for you. Okay. The Kedushas Levi says, what was the most dangerous moment in the whole Megillah? We think either they were relying on Esther instead of relying on Kosh Baruch Hu, or the fact that 18,500 Jews went to the party of Achashverosh. It's Medrash Rabba Zayin Yod Gimel, Medrash Esther Rabba. Or the edict, I don't know, the Hashmin the Arugul Abe, that's what I would initially say. It's called Yehudim, Minarva, Zakin, Tafun, Hashim. To me, that is the most dangerous part of the Megillah. Or Esther being chosen as queen, it's horrific. Haman, Achashverosh was a madman. He was a horrible person. The Kedushas Levi, his co-director, Dr. Abram J. Twersky, says the most dangerous moment in the Megillah is Perek Hei Pasuk Tes. Why? We don't even know what's in Perek Hei Pasuk Tes unless you know the Megillah by heart. And it was on the third day, Perek Hei, Vatilbash Esther Malchus. Esther donned royalty, and she stands in the courtyard of the house of the king, the inner house of the king, opposite the house of the king. And the king is sitting on the throne of Malchus, the throne of the royal throne, and the house of royalty, opposite the entrance to the home. And it was when the king saw Esther standing in the courtyard, she found charm in his eyes. Remember, she says to Mordechai, I'm going to be killed if I go to the king. The only thing is, if he sticks out the Sharvit Hazav, because if you go to the king without being killed, so it's one law. What's the law? It doesn't matter if you're the queen or a pauper. What's the law if you go to the king without being called? Death. Unless Milvad Asher Yoshid Amech Asharvid Azahav, the only way that the king could veto his own law is if he sticks out his golden scepter. So what happens? By Yoshid Amech Esther Asharvid Azahav. Could you believe it? The king extended to Esther his golden scepter. When we were in London, has anyone been to see the crown jewels?
Yeah.
Okay. So did you notice that when we were in London the week before Rosh Hashanah, before the world overturned? When you go to the crown jewels, they have, you're not allowed to take any pictures. They have display cases, and one of the display cases is all sorts of golden scepters, like from hundreds of years old, from the Middle Ages. The kings and the queens, I was so excited. There's actual golden scepters. I forget what they're called. It's mamish. They're engraved, they're intricate, they're like filigree on them. They're amazing, they're beautiful, they're very opulent. And there's the golden scepters. I saw it. I was like, wow. So he sticks out his golden scepter, Vatirkov Esther, and Esther comes close. Vatiga Barosh Asharvit, she touches the head of the scepter. Vayomer la malach, malach Esther amalka, umabakash oseich, ad chatzi amalchus, vayinaseinach. What would you like, Esther? What is to you? What is your request? Until half the kingdom, and it'll be given to you. You know what I want? I'm making a party. I forget how many times, talking about words in Lashon HaKodesh, the word Mishta is in the, I don't remember where I read and how many times, it's a word in the word. The word Mishta is in the Megillas Esther, the time practicing more than any other sefer of Tanakh, because Achashverosh is fixated on Mishta. Because why? Because an Achashverosh wants to enjoy only in this world. So the more merrymaking you have, the better. The more steak and the more wine, the better off you are. So she says, you know what? I'm here. I'm here because I want Hamelech and Haman to come today to the party. I'm making a party for you. Mishta. Vayomar Melech Maharu as Haman. And the king says, hurry, get Haman. Lasos es Dvar Esther. Let's quickly listen to Esther. Vayavo Hamelech v'aman al Mishtar shar asasa Esther. And the king and Haman, they like nothing better than having a feast. They come to the feast that Esther makes. Vayomer Melech Esther b'Mishtar Yayin. It's so interesting. He knows she wants something. By the way, I just noticed this as I'm speaking. He now says to her again, Ma'asha ilaseich v'yinasinech. Why is he saying that to her? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? He said to her, what do you want? So she says, I want you to come to the party. So he comes to the party. And what does he say at the party? Not the food is delicious. What do you want? So what does he realize? She wants something. I'm just saying, I realize this now as I'm reading this pasuk. He realizes that the party that she made must be a means to an end and not an end. Because unprompted, he now says to her, what do you want? But he already said to her, what do you want? She says, I want you to come to the party. Ma'ashe l'seich, what is your question? V'yinasenach. What's your request? Until half the kingdom. So he realizes coming to the parties, I'm realizing this now only as I speak. Yavosan knows this is only a means to an end. She didn't want me to come to the party. She wants something from me. Vatan Esther Vatoma Vasha'ila Suyu Vakashasi. She says, well, my petition and my request. If I found favor in the eyes of the king, and if it's good for the king to give me my petition and my request, the king and Haman should come to the mishta that I'm making tomorrow. We're going to have another mishta. The next pasuk is Perek Hei Pasuk Tes. The Kedushas Levi says, is Kol Berakter Dr. Abram J. Tversky, and Simchat's not just happiness. Vayetze Haman Bayama Hu Sameach V'Tov Liv. The most dangerous moment in the Megillah is that Haman has true Simcha. Now, it's because of a party, it's because he's prime minister, it's because Esther invited only him with the king. Such is the power of Simcha to shake the heavens. If I knew I was speaking about this, I would have brought the book so I could say for a book so I could read it to you inside. Vayetze Haman bayamahu sameach v'tov liv. And Haman went out that day with gladness and goodness of heart. V'cheros Haman es Mordechai b'shar ha'melech v'lo kam v'lo zamen v'yomle Haman Mordechai chema. So I'm going to quote it from the Mikam Chayishol status because I don't have a sefer in front of me. This is a letter from Rabbi Dr. Abram J. Tversky to my children and grandchildren. He quotes this insight that I just told you. This was on a status. I think it was the day of his yahrzeit. I would like to, or maybe it was the Yosef Klusha Slevi, I don't know. It was on Mikam Chesha. Here we go. I would like to remind you of my request to sing Hoshia Asamecha at the proper time. Okay, it's after his death, it became very well known that the last pasuk of Kapito Chav Tas of Tehillim, Hoshia Asamecha, Avarech Asnecha Secha, Ruin Vinasim Ora Olam, it's a beautiful song, which I'm not going to sing. I hope you know the tune. Hoshia Asamecha, save your nation, Hoshia Asamecha, Avarech Asnecha Secha, and bless your portion, Ruin Vinasim Ora Olam, and lift them up forever. And he composed that song. Rabbi Dr. Abram J. Tversky composed the famous song to those words. Okay? I would like to remind you of my request to see to sing Hoshia Samecha. It's very often sung at Simchas Torah. It's one of the not typical is the wrong word. Classic Simchas Torah songs. At the proper time. I know what the quality of Torah mitzvahs was, and I really do not like the idea of having the Malachi Chabala anywhere near me. Angels of destruction. I'm going to keep the angels of destruction away from me. Of course, you will have ready a card saying, my name, meaning Rabbi Dr. Abram J. Tversky, Nechad HaMarshal V'HaChacham Tzvi, to place there immediately. I'm not sure what he's referring to, but to be Neged Malachi Chabala. But I would like my one undeniable Zchus to accompany me. It was after when he was 90. He wrote 90 books. He helped thousands of people, both in the field of medicine and in the field of Torah. Thousands and thousands and thousands. And he says, I have one undeniable Zchus. From his whole life, one. The greatest virtue in Torah is Simcha. Of course, you are aware of the enormous emphasis Hasidus puts on Simcha, joy. During the 9 days, the Rapshitzer Rebbe, which was my husband's 8th great grandfather, used to hum V'hoshev Kohanim L'avodasam. During the 9 days, Rapshitzer Rebbe, who's known for his humor, is very, very famous for his humor, he would sing a song, V'hoshev Kohanim L'avodasam. When he was thinking of Churban Beis HaMikdash, instead of crying, he was singing a song, return the Kohanim to their Pekudei, Parshas Pekudei, return the Kohanim to their work on the Beis HaMikdash. The Kedushas Levi says, the greatest danger in the Purim episode was that Haman was someach v'tov leiv, happy and glad heart, because with simcha, you can accomplish anything. It was necessary, therefore, for him to be avel v'chafui rosh after his daughter. Actually, I just saw it in the Gemara. I don't sit down and study Gemara. I was preparing for a shir, and I just saw it in the Gemara. It's Maseches Megillah, Tes Zayin Aleph, I believe, that when his daughter saw him leading Mordechai, it's Tes Zayin, but yeah, I think it's Aleph or Beis, but I think Aleph. When his daughter saw him leading the horse, what did she think? She thought Mordechai is leading the horse, and Haman is on the horse. So what did she? This is not a story. It's the Gemara, by the way. Okay. So if you're not sure, if it's sourced in Chazal, it is. So she threw a pail of waste out of the window. It fell on Haman's head. When she looked down and he looked up, she saw who it was. Oy vavoy. She jumped down. Fell out of the window. So as a jump, fell. Okay. So what happens when Haman realizes it's the beginning of his downfall? He is avel v'chafui rosh. He is in mourning and covered and embarrassed head. And it was necessary for Haman to come to this state of despair in order to turn things around. Because as long as he had simcha, Am Yisrael could not have the upper hand. It was what I can't hear.
It was impossible.
Exactly. Am Yisrael could not win. There could not be victory as long as Haman was besimcha, because Kedusha Levi says, such is the power of simcha. Yeah. By composing Hoshea Samecha, says Rabbi Dr. Trisky, I added to people's ability to have simcha. Countless people have danced to this tune. This is undeniable. Perhaps when the Malachi Chabalah hear that, the angels of destruction, in other words, after 120, there's prosecutors Chas V'Shalom and there's defense. They will go away. Furthermore, they may think it's a chasana and take off. Love, Zeta. So it's unbelievable. And it's also brought down in his Sefer, Simcha, it's not just happiness, that this idea of Simcha is so powerful that it has the ability to change the verdict in Shemayim. And Haman needed to come to a downfall, to a state of sadness and despondency, so that Am Yisrael could have the upper hand. And this Mrs. Danino said, when she went and she saw her son's car, the first thing she said, I don't know, Shira Ma'alos Asinai El Harim, Imamakim Kurasich Hashem, Beshuv Hashem Eshuvat Tzioni Kachamim, Hazorim Bedima, Brini Yagtzaru.
But she could even say anything.
She could even say anything.
Something positive.
Right.
That you can even say anything.
You're right.
Is like,
forget which capital that she could even say, capital of Tehillim.
And she chose you're to right. say
this Merlot
so
you're right.
Well.
You're right. You're very, very correct. So when my son sent me those notes, and then when he came home from school, he gave this to me. I thought to myself, like, here we talk about Emuna. But what a madriga, an unfathomable madriga, to actually live it, to implement it in the most real sense of the word. And therefore, I like what you said, that if she could even say anything, it's a madriga, a huge madriga. And to add to that, what she said, Mizmo Asoda, Real Hashem Ka'arts, Udos Hashem Basimcha, Ba'ulafanov, Birnana. You all know that Basimcha is the letters of Machshava. It's well known. I actually just heard, when I was in LA on Friday, I went for a fast talk, and I heard Rabbi Moshe Tzvi Weinberg say it again in his shir, but it's I think people know that besimcha is the letters machshava, because the way of having simcha is changing your thoughts, machshava, your thoughts, when you reframe, and when you redirect your thoughts to see the good in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not saying anything about anybody else. For all of us individually, this helps us reframe our thoughts. And when we try and focus on the good that we have instead of what we lack, we can have simcha. There's a comment here. One second, please. I don't know what's logical, because I said it 5 minutes ago, Nancy. I'm not sure what is logical. Yeah.
I heard a similar thing.
Could you talk louder, please?
The word da'aga, worry.
The word?
Da'aga, worry, has aleph, gimel, dalet, hey.
Every letter except for?
Except for beis. Also.
Because Bay stands for?
Bitachon.
Exactly.
When we have Bitachon, then...
And we don't have Da'aga. Da'aga, which means worry, has all the first five letters of the alphabet, except for the second, which is Bet, because Bet stands for Bitachon. What's Bitachon? Bitachon is a practical implementation of theological amunah. So like, yeah, I know there's a Ribono Sha'olam, and in my head, I believe there's a Ribono Sha'olam, but do we practically put that into practice? And certainly nationally, we're all facing a very, very difficult time. My son said last night, they live a few blocks down from Yelk. And he said, at 8 p.m., I can hear them screaming from my apartment. Maybe he's outside his building, and he doesn't live so close to Yelk, a few blocks down. And he said, we can hear them screaming, Free Palestine. So it's very nice to talk about Amuna. But Hashem Yirachim Aleinu. Hashem Mamash Yirachim Aleinu. Someone like this is a heroic woman. Hashem should reward her efforts. V'shavu banim legvulam, v'shavu me'eretz oyev. Her son should return from the borders along with all the hostages immediately, and return from the land of the enemy. Hashem should reward her efforts. Yeah.
I went to the inside the shul.
I can hear.
I went inside Young Israel Lauren Cedarhurst last night. It was so meaningful and so beautiful.
You went inside. You were inside.
I was inside.
Inside Yelk.
Yeah.
Could you hear them from inside screaming?
No.
No.
Not at all.
Not really.
You could hear everyone davening.
Okay,
it was
so beautiful.
It was only standing room only.
Standing room only, and you could...
And the
men's side.
And the women's side was three quarters full.
Very full.
Yeah.
And what was... You couldn't hear the protesters outside.
No,
it was just people davening.
Just davening to Hillel.
Beautiful.
Wow.
It was beautiful.
Mikam Paisha.
And then Rabbi Yisrael Kamenetsky.
Rabbi.
Yisrael Kamenetsky.
Yeah.
BRS, so he had a guitar.
Yeah, musical.
Everyone sang
Achenu. You know, my daughter said something interesting. Thank you for sharing. I hadn't spoken to anyone who was there. My daughter said something so interesting. She said, what do the police think? She said, I'm talking in terms of a Kiddush Hashem. She says, they man this neighborhood. She said, we don't cause trouble. We always say thank you. Everyone gets along. We walk quietly in the street, she says, and there's like this invading group of would-be, if they could be, violent protesters, hate-filled screaming. She said, contrast that to the behavior of Am Yisrael, which is peaceful and thankful and gracious and quiet. She was saying, what a Kiddush Hashem. She said, what do the police think when a group like this comes to a neighborhood that Baruch Hashem, that people know how to live like a mensch, that people know how to make a Kiddush Hashem? Yeah.
I don't know if you saw, but Teaneck as a community.
I know it happened in Teaneck also. I know.
Kiddush to thank the
I know what happened. They what?
They're hosting a Kiddush to thank the police department for all their efforts.
I did not see.
Since October 7th. Yes.
Wow.
Teaneck is hosting a Kiddush as Hoda as thanks to the police department.
This Shabbos, I believe. I'll forward it to you.
Oh, I have chills. Please forward it to me.
Wow, such a Kiddush.
Please forward it to me. I'm not sure what to do now because I'm not going to go to Esther. I will tell you, I was just talking to my husband. Another word about Simcha. On the other hand, sometimes we struggle in the situations in which we are in. Actually, I'm going to quote the Novominsker. Of Perlo Zatzal, and he and Rabbi Dr. Abram J. Tversky both were nifter within a short time period of each other from COVID. They were both in upper decades, but with full faculties and leaders in Klal Yisrael, and they were both nifter from COVID around the same time.
Okay, so was Arab Pesach.
Which?
Novominsker,
the Novominsker, that's right. Not Rabbi Dr. Tversky, correct. So, we quoted something from Rabbi Dr. Tversky on Simcha, and now I'll quote from the Novominsker. And I just actually quoted this to my husband last night. No, Sunday night. In the Klalos in Kisavo, the Pasuk says, why do the Klalos come in Kisavo?
Tachas asher lo avadita,
es Hashem elokecha besimcha uvetuv levav meirav kol.
And Haman left.
Simcha and Tuv Lev. Haman had Mamish. Vayetze Haman. Sameach v'Tuv Lev. And the Kolos tell us in Kisavo Tachas, I think it's Devarim Chavches, Asher lo avadata as Hashem elkecha b'simcha u'betuv levav meirovka. The call is come, Rechmano Litzlam, because you did not serve Hashem with simcha, gladness, u'betuv levav, which are the two midos that Haman had. Meirovka, from an abundance of awe. But the Novominsker says something very deep. He says, when you see a person who's not serving the Kodesh Baruch Hu with simcha, don't be so quick to judge. There's always a tachas. I'm sure I told this to you before. There's always something underlying by a reason that a yid does not serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu with simcha and tovevav. Should we strive to overcome that tachas? Of course. Should we strive to focus on the good? 100%. But sometimes a Jew really struggles to overcome a feeling of sadness, because there's a tachas, there's an underlying reason for why he's not serving Hashem with simcha and tuveva. So now listen to Pasuk again. Tachas. What's the underlying reason? Asher lo avadata Hashem elokecha, that you do not serve Hashem b'simcha, with gladness and with tuveva, and with goodness of heart, meirovka. And it's a lesson really on Alto dinis chavercha chotogilim komo. Do not judge your friend until you reach their place, and we all know that you will never what?
Never reach
your friend's place. Even if two nisyonos look similar, you're not the same person.
Never.
It's never the exact same because you had different upbringings, different family experiences, different history. Excuse me to use that word in light of the first half of Shir. But different personal
memories,
history.
Different memories.
Narratives. Different jobs. Different. It can't exactly be the same. So Chazal say in Pirkei Avos, "Al tadin es chaverch ad shetegilim komo." When second, please, you will never really be in their place. Shammai, who said in Pirkei Avos, being in Pirkei Avos, it's Shammai who said, "Hevel mekabos kol adam besimcha." Why is that so powerful? That it's Shammai, because Shammai was much more what than Hillel, exacting, much more charif. If I have to, I'm sorry to say such a thing. And I once heard, and I don't know the source, that until Mashiach comes, we paskin like Beis Hillel. Except for 18 machokas, we paskin like Beis Hillel. After Mashiach comes, we paskin like Beis Shammai. We can't handle, so to speak, the piskei halacha of Beis Shammai until Mashiach comes, because he's much more exacting, he's much more strict. So Shammai says, "Ketzim nirakim lefnei kala, kala kamoshehi." How do you, what do you praise the bride, whatever she is? So if she's lame or blind, that's Lashon of Gemara, Ksubas Yod Zayin. So Shammai says, you should say, look at her, she's lame and blind. And Beis Hillel says, what? You should say, Kala Noa V'chasuda. Say she's beautiful. Who cares what you actually think she looks like? Just say that she's a beautiful bride. Shammai pushes the convert away with a building tool. How could I convert you on one foot? He pushes him away. Hillel says, come, I'm going to teach you Torah while I stand on one foot. So why is it so significant that it's the Tana Shammai in Pirkei Avos who says, Hevi Makabos Kodam Besimcha? Because that teaches you that, wow, it's not a leniency. No, Hillel wasn't lenient. Even the person who's so exacting and strict and harif and according to the letter of the law says, this is the letter of the law. This is absolutely how it must be. You must serve every, you must greet every person. Besimcha, and perhaps, why? When we greet somebody else with simcha, so what happens? There's an expression in English, excuse me, the Havdil, from English to Tanakh, smile and the world smiles back. When we exude simcha and greet others with simcha, perhaps we will increase simcha on those around us. When we all increase simcha, we will combat the simcha of the Hamans and the Amaleks of the world. And our simcha, Be'ezer Hashem, will bring their downfall. How did this whole shir begin? Because you said there's no word for vacation in Lashon HaKodesh. All right. The shir should be a schuss for the Aliyah Neshama. Miriam Bas Chaim Yitzhak, Allah HaShalom. And Be'ezer Hashem, we should be zocha to see the true Venahafachu, Asher Yishlu to Hayudim, Hema Besoneim, and a safe return for all of the hostages, and Ori Ben Einav Efrat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should reward his mother's Amunah with the immediate Ku'ula Be'ezer Hashem. Thank you so much, everybody. Sipsuros Tovos.